you walk through one of the corridors of Grand Central Terminal in New York City, you'll see a soundproof booth. You can venture inside, sit down at a microphone, and tell your life story. The project is called StoryCorps, and it's meant to create an oral history of America. You go into the booth with a friend or relative who interviews you about your life. You get a CD of the interview, and another copy goes to the Library of Congress. To find out what people have been saying, NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with Dave Isay, the radio documentarian who created StoryCorps.
The booth has been open for over 6 weeks, and Dave Isay says he has over 300 interviews so far. I asked him to play me some of his favorite excerpts.
Why don't we start with an interview that happened a couple of weeks ago. This is Anne and George Bleckman, who are both in their 70s. They are recently married. They got married in September. They'd both lost their previous mates, and they came to interview one another.
I am married to this handsome man sitting across from me.
So we met at Fish Kebab in Port Washington.
Where I live.
About 2:10 in the afternoon, we had lunch. And being that she didn't cost me that much, I figured, man, I'll take her out for dinner again. And from there, it just mushroomed.
And it was so easy. It sort of, we just flowed into a relationship. After a while, I knew that I would like to marry this man.
And I'm happy, and I love her.
And if I keep talking, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, you're going to make me cry more so than you.
Wow. I mean, all the times I turned to my dad and said, tell me again that story about how you met my mom.
Yeah. It's a holiday season now, and you always think, I should interview my grandfather, I should interview my grandmother, but I don't know how to do it, or, you know, I don't have the right equipment. And then the years go by and they pass away, and then you kind of regret it. And this project is about making sure that that doesn't happen anymore.
You must also be getting a sense of history from these recordings.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of what you do get is kind of a bottom-up history, a people's history. I have a piece of tape from a person named Garbal Krishnamurthy, who tells a story about immigrating to America, and he lands in Buffalo, New York, and it's his first day here from India, and he walks into his first restaurant in America.
I really didn't want to eat beef, so I started looking at all the names on the board in the restaurant. The one board that made me sickening was called hot dog. I couldn't believe how people eat the dogs. I didn't want to order. I went on, kept on going down the list. There was some hamburger. So I actually ate hamburger without realizing it was beef.
Now, someone's laughing, and it's not me. I mean, someone's...
No, that's his daughter.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, she asked him the question.
I gather you've recorded some very intimate moments in this booth.
Yeah, and a lot of people talk about profound things, and sometimes just strange things happen. Case in point is a question from a man named David Shakin to his 76-year-old mother, Beverly.
Do you remember when you became sexually aware?
I remembered when I was age 13 or 14, and I had a boyfriend. His name was Solly. He was tall, and he was round and pink. He had a pink face. And I remember going to the movies with him, my dear. And he put his arm around me, and I became sexually aware at that moment. Mm-hmm. I can remember it like it just happened. My body just lit up. It was just, the moment was forever. You know, I said, oh my God, this is what life is.
Again, this booth is in the middle of Grand Central Terminal, and it's sort of like this spaceship in the middle of Grand Central. I mean, it's all this hubbub, and then you walk into this booth and it's dead silent. And the idea is that we create a sacred space where you can go and really listen to each other. One of our mottos is listening is an act of love.
Yeah, I was a little startled by that last example, even though it was quite sweet in the end. It was just, gosh, he's asking his mother that.
But most of the questions that are asked are along the lines of where did you grow up? How do you want to be remembered? I have a clip of a 77-year-old woman named Rita Giordano from the Bronx, who's being interviewed by her daughter, Teresa.
How would you like to be remembered?
I think you know that there are lots of times I had to intervene and I had to be patient.
You mean with Dad?
Yeah, with Dad. Yes, you know that. And I think I held on pretty well to peace in the family. In fact, there are two things I'd like to make public right now. When I die, I'd like to have my maiden name, as well as my married name, on my stone.
Okay.
Rita Giordano, I'm proud of that, but Nei and Uzi. And you might say, I strove for peace.
Hmm. Gosh, I want to ask if people, once they've had this experience, do you find already they're starting to come back?
Yeah. I mean, we've had people come back 3, 4, 5, 6 times. We have to sort of eventually start turning them away.
Dave Isay is creator of the StoryCorps Project. That's CORPS, by the way. The booth will be open indefinitely at Grand Central Terminal. For a final clip of tape, Dave chose something that is sung, not spoken. A man named Saoud Mata sings a song from Egypt. His son Adam backs him up as a one-man rhythm section. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.
More sound clips from StoryCorps and photographs are at the website npr.org.
How about that?
NPR's national editors include Ellen Weiss, David Sweeney, Ron Elving, Barbara Campbell, Ken Rudin, Beth Donovan, Janet Domowitz, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Kathy Shaw, Michael Fields, Cindy Johnston, Les Cook, Rory Berliner, Bibi Kraus, Alyssa Barba, Kate Concannon, Libby Lewis, and Margaret West. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedwin.